Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour number two, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. We spent a lot of time yesterday discussing the breaking news regarding Minnesota State Trooper Ryan Londegren and the fallout from that. We're about to bring in House Minority Leader Lisa Damuth and get her to react and why she and other Republicans are calling for Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty to step down. But let's just reset this. I'll read a couple graphs from the Trib story. Ryan Londegren, the attorneys for him, asking a judge to order the release of all communications between Hennepin County prosecutors and a use of force expert. They're alleging in court documents that the prosecutors stopped consulting with the expert after his opinion did not support their theory that Londegren acted criminally when he fatally shot motorist Ricky Cobb II last summer. The office for Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty denied the allegations and said the defense attorneys cherry-picked quotes in the court motion. A spokesman added this: it is simply false that any expert engaged by the state came to any legal conclusion regarding the conduct. In fact, the expert characterized the meeting as a preliminary discussion. The expert in question, as we mentioned yesterday, we talked with Joe Friedberg and others, is Jeffrey Noble, who has been involved in other cases. According to the motion, last fall, Noble told Mary Moriarty and six other members of the attorney's office that a reasonable officer in Troopers Londegren's position would have perceived that the other trooper was in danger of death or great bodily harm. This made a lot of news. We talked about it. Listeners talked about it. Well, also paying attention were the leaders of the GOP, in particular with the House Republicans, and the House Minority Leader, Lisa Damuth, is here, and she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Lisa, thank you for coming on once again. Why did you feel like this was the time to call for the Hennepin County attorney to step down?
Well, good afternoon, Chad. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. When the news came out yesterday and we saw the documents that were filed in district court, as those came out, knowing that Hennepin County attorney Mary Moriarty basically had handpicked a witness, and then because it did not line up to where she wanted that expert testimony to come through, and then she decided to ignore that expert testimony from Jeffrey Noble, it is time that she resign.
Did you consider waiting to hear more from her office before you reach this conclusion? And it also, is it also fair that it's more than just this case that you have disagreed with other decisions from her office?
That is fair. You know, I believe the Hennepin County attorney, Moriarty, she has a history of questionable decisions on cases. You know, I look back where there was a plea deal offered to an armed carjacker, that had aided and abetted second-degree murder during a carjacking, resulting in a murder of Stephen Markey. You know, the judge rejected her attempt, gratefully. We also know that Attorney General Ellison had to take a case from Moriarty when she offered two murderers a plea deal that would have given them just 2 years in juvenile correctional facility. She charged a suspect who used a car to knock over a Maple Grove officer, drag another officer 40 yards. She only charged them with obstructing justice. I think we have a pattern here from the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, that says the time is now. She is prioritizing criminals over victims. She is demonizing law enforcement, and it is time for her to resign immediately.
I will be honest. Some of those cases which you mentioned, Lisa, I was left shaking my head also. But then I go back to this, that when she ran for office in the biggest county in the state, she was pretty clear about her approach. And that election wasn't that long ago, and the biggest county in the state decided that she, among the candidates available, was the right person. Are you prepared to say you're going to step in periodically in all counties? And why shouldn't she be allowed to serve out the remainder of her term and let the voters decide if she is the right person, like they decide all across the state in various other positions?
That's a great point and a great question, Chad. What I would say with that is elections do have consequences. We know that. But I don't think there is anyone in Hennepin County before the election that would have expected to see the results, even with Mary Moriarty saying the way, you know, talking about the way she wanted to do the job as county attorney. I don't think there is anybody in Hennepin County that would agree with the decisions that have been made on an ongoing basis, thinking that that is going to keep Hennepin County safer or more fair for victims. I believe now is the time when we have seen these repeated decisions, cases being pulled away, the demonization of law enforcement. I think now is the time for her to resign, put it back to the voters, or have a new county attorney appointed and move forward. This is not a good position for any of Hennepin County to be involved in or to have to live under what Mary Moriarty is doing right now in Hennepin County.
So are you worried at all this would set a bad precedent that the state and someone of your stature, the House Minority Leader, puts pressure on a county and the attorney in this, in what you would like to see, would step down? Wouldn't you be worried that, guess what, Democrats, whether it's in this particular session or another session, are going to put external pressure on a Republican who you philosophically may agree with because of the sway they have, like in this case, the sway that you have? They would be putting pressure that the legislature is now putting their finger too far on and weighing the scales, as opposed to just disagreeing and encouraging someone to run against her when her first term is up.
I don't believe there is any county in the state of Minnesota where there has been a culture that has been created of leniency toward criminals and injustice toward the victims. I don't think any county attorney rises to this level, and it is not safe for Minnesotans. It is not safe, as you said, in our largest county in the state of Minnesota. We cannot have a culture of leniency repeatedly decisions made toward criminals.
Well, I did not say it's not safe in Hennepin County. I said I have been left disagreeing with her on certain cases, including the ones which you cited. Reminding folks, House Minority Leader Lisa Damoth is here. You don't think this is going anywhere, though, do you?
I would hope that this would go forward, that she would resign and Hennepin County could be made safer with a new county attorney. You know, looking also the culture that has been created within the Hennepin County Attorney's Office under Attorney Moriarty's leadership, we also know there was a case against a 35-year-old man who raped a 14-year-old. Those charges were dropped after a prosecutor in her office lied to the judge. I think there is a culture that has been created that is not good, and the time for her to resign is now.
Last thing. Do you know how many other prosecutors will bring in use of force experts? They look at what they say and thank them, but disagree with their conclusion. Isn't that a part of the process? Is your point of that she brought someone in and didn't agree with them? Or is your point that brought someone in and didn't follow the protocols and share the appropriate information?
It is concerning that she did not share the appropriate information. But remember, again, Chad, this was the expert that she handpicked for this case and all of a sudden decided to hide that expert testimony. That's concerning.
Lisa, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.
Would love to get to other comments on other stories with the House Minority Leader. But this one is so germane to our conversation of the last couple days. I'm talking about not we here on the show, and that we have talked about it now multiple days in a row, but also how the county, how the state, how citizens of the area are reacting to this. When you hear that the House Minority Leader and other Republicans are saying, enough's enough, Mary Moriarty has to go, what is your reaction? You love it? You're glad she stepped in? You agree wholeheartedly? Or no, she's wrong. This is a stunt. She was elected. And unless there's a dramatic ethical lapse, she should be allowed to serve her term. What do you want to say? I'll tell you what I think of it after I hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from Dave Harrigan, because we certainly have talked Mary Moriarty on this show many times over the years, interviewed Mary in her previous position, interviewed Mary as a guest, and have interviewed Mary, including asking her directly on cases where I just didn't agree and others didn't agree. What do you want to say? Phone call or text 651-461-9226. Reach out right now on CCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Dave Harrigan, you are up first, and we'll get to Steve, who has called in, and also a number of excellent texters. We just finished a conversation with House Minority Leader Lisa Damoth, and I appreciate Lisa coming on. The times we've reached out, she has made herself available. She and the Republicans yesterday saying enough is enough with recent information about what may have happened in the potential case involving Trooper Londegren, a use of force expert who, according to Londegren's attorneys, provided a counter argument to what Moriarty wanted, and they went away from him and didn't cite him at all when they filed the charges. When Chris Maddle, the attorney for Londegren, and others are saying that Jeffrey Noble said charges should not be filed, Moriarty's office is saying no, he did not go that far. There clearly are ethical questions, Dave, about what information was shared. But you heard Damoth reflecting what the Republicans say. And by the way, a lot of Minnesotans who paid attention who are not pleased with Mary Moriarty. And they're saying she should step down. As you listen to it, and as we've talked about it the last couple of days, what do you want to say first?
She's reflecting not only what a lot of Minnesotans are saying, but a lot of people around the country. There was the story, I think just yesterday, I saw it in USA Today about criminal justice reform. It was big. Everyone was on board, it seemed anyway. And the country is absolutely turning the other way, saying, you know, like a lot of folks in Minneapolis, whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, we wanted some reform, but what we're seeing in front of us is not what we were not what we were hoping for. And, you know, it's one of those things. I think it sounds great in practice, but when you see it happening, it's unnerving to some. It's something that looks a lot different than it sounds, and I think that's what Minneapolis is experiencing right now. And yeah, has she gone too far in some cases? I would agree with you, absolutely she has. And if the accusations from Londegren's defense team are even close to true, tremendously unnerving.
Robberies, by the way, I saw in one of the stories in the paper today, in Minneapolis, up 49%. All right, Dave's chimed in. Let's go to Steve, and I'll read text. I'll chime in with my views also. Most of the time, I'll go first, but I want to hear from you first this time. 651-461-9226. Steve, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. Hey, I'm an avid listener. I was listening today, and if what I heard is right, she needs to go. But obviously, I want to it sounded like we asked for copies of the texts or emails or things that were going back and forth. I have a feeling that's going to show exactly what I heard and that she just ignored it, chose to ignore it. People like this have to go. We have to support our police. Can't be charging them with baloney charges when somebody says, no, it was reasonable. That's an expert. So I guess that's my opinion. I get fired up about it. I lived in Egan Rosemont for over 30 years. I now live in Rush City, north of town, about an hour. When I go downtown Minneapolis, I'm always looking over my shoulder and afraid. And if we start charging our police with baloney charges like she is, I think, doing, then she really needs to go. That's my two cents.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. I didn't agree with the charges when they were announced. I will say this, Dave. I want to see more reporting. And we had this conversation with Joe yesterday. How often it is where a prosecutor brings someone in who's a use of force expert, and they look at what they say and say, thanks, but we just see it differently. They're still allowed to do that. The office still has the final say. Now, did they share all the information And then it's the Brady violation that Joe talked about. The problem is, Dave, it's not that she just did it in this case. It's the not just the perception, it's the reality that a lot of people feel like police are not getting enough support, that she hasn't supported them enough. And so that's adding this, because they still get to make the final decision. The office, whether we agree or not, and I've stated clearly there have been many cases where I have not agreed. She still makes the final decision, not the use of force expert. Although, if you talk in one of your few discussions about the case, how you're going to rely on a use of force expert, and then the person goes away, that adds to more questions about it. Let's get to a lot of texts here. Politicians jumping the gun, wait for the actual facts to come out. As a Minneapolis resident, I don't think people here support this level of Moriarty's tolerance. Chad, isn't the prosecuting attorney required to disclose what the expert witness stated, whether or not she chose to use it in court? Yeah, that's the key part, Dave. Did Moriarty's office provide all the information which they're legally required to do? Lindsay Peterson, check it in. I spoke to one of Hennepin County's attorneys. He said the defense only knows about this because the info was shared. For what it's worth, that's their stance. I'm glad Lindsay referenced that. Did they share everything? I mean, Chris Maddow's a damn good defense attorney. He also knows how to play to the public. So this isn't just about this case from the broad reaction to the texters. It's on a lot of what Moriarty's been involved in, and just the feeling of the county should be safer. I still will push back strongly about Minneapolis during the day, but I'm not going to deny data where robberies are now up 50% at this time last year. More text. I'm a Democrat, but Mary Moriarty needs to go. Excellent topic, Chad. Thanks for addressing this. Moriarty is clearly anti-police. She needs to go. More text. Moriarty has to go. I'm reading all your texts here. And those committing these crimes need to be identified. The parents need to be held accountable. Get rid of her. She's not tough enough. Was a bad hire to begin with. Ask Chief O'Hara this question. I have. It's been, 6 weeks or so since we had the chief on, and it was a question about, are you frustrated more about Moriarty or on the laws on the books? And maybe he was being diplomatic, but for him, it was more laws on the books. For me, Dave, I'm very skeptical of the work she's done so far on these key cases. But this is going nowhere with the Republicans doing this. There's politics all over it. I don't doubt for one second that believe what they're saying, but they're doing this for political reasons also. And I would be a little fearful, Dave, if we start having politicians at a legislative level start picking and choosing and having the power to influence what prosecutor stays and what prosecutor goes. Even though, as I've said repeatedly, even during this conversation, I don't agree with many of the key decisions Moriarty has offered up so far. I think that's troublesome of where is the line? And we don't have like a recall mechanism. You know, there's states or counties they have that, Dave. We don't have that here. And I don't want us to have that. Do you want us to have that where 6 months after somebody's in office, by the way, the voters have a chance to recall them that quickly?
No. No, we've got a chance in 2 years, the voters from Hennepin County do, I should say, have a chance in 2 years to make their voices heard. And, you know, obviously the Republicans in the House can call for her to resign. They can't force her out. This is what the people voted for. If she's not doing anything illegal, then she's entitled to hold the office.
That's the line. Legal and breaking boundaries regarding ethics. That's a different situation. Let's pause. Let's have some fun. Last time we talked to Jamie Ukis, she was single. Not anymore. Jamie's back in moments on CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
A different human is with us now. Married Jamie Ukis is with us on the John Schuster. Different human. You're not even the same human.
I'm a totally different? Really?
Yeah. Your DNA has been totally rearranged. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Jamie's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic news. Okay, in Australia, did everything work out precisely what you wanted, or is it a typical wedding where there's a bit of a curveball, and what was that curveball?
No, it was perfect. I mean, the only curveball was that it got very hot for a few hours on our wedding day. And somehow I've come back with no voice. So
yeah,
I guess those are the two curveballs. So I apologize, but here I am.
I feel like this is a game show I'm playing here. How hot was it?
Well, in Celsius, it was 40, which means it was around, it was upper 90s, close to 100 degrees for a couple hours. And it was humid as well, so it was hot and humid, but otherwise everything else was perfection. Like, I honestly, our vendors knocked it out of the park. I loved my flowers. I loved my, you know, the DJ and the officiant. And the backdrop was beautiful. I mean, we had a great, 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 great day. It's great.
I saw the photos. You looked fantastic. So did Doug. Did you get nervous on the day of the wedding, or were you just calm, content, knowing that this is the right person for you?
So my two closest girlfriends, Alyssa and Asha, came over to get their hair done from my longtime girlfriend, Katie, who is a hairdresser in New York and had come to the wedding as both a guest and doing some hair, including my own. And it was hilarious because both Asha and Alyssa kept going, Like you're okay. Like, you're okay. You're okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm great. Everything's good. They're like, you're totally calm. I'm like, yeah, I'm great. I'm like super excited. I felt like a little kid at Christmas, you know, like the night before, like Christmas Eve, you know, like that kind of excitement and maybe anxiety, I guess, but like the excitement anxiety.
That's perfect, right? You know,
yeah.
Because I remember when I was married, a lot of people were reminding me, enjoy it. Because you're caught up
it goes
in all
so
the planning.
Fast. Yes.
You know, that you have to step away from, I need to do this, I need to do that, and just enjoy it. Because the day is about you and your partner, in this case, you and Doug. How was Doug when all this was going on?
He was great. We actually, the funny thing is, I do have one funny story from the day. So, okay. Doug, my now stepson, and I decide to, there's like a really beautiful little swimming spot that they've curated in downtown Sydney in the harbor. And you can see the harbor bridge. It's beautiful. And we get up that morning, and it's a beautiful day. It's going to be hot in the afternoon, but it's gorgeous. And Doug says, you want to go down and like, should we take him down to the swimming hole? And I said, yeah, let's go do that all together before everything gets started. And we go down and we swim and the guys are jumping off the little rock wall and stuff, having a great old time. We're all laughing, fun. And I go, you know, I should probably get back because the girls are going to start arriving for stuff. And Doug said, okay, well, you know, we'll see you back there. We're going to stay a little bit longer. No problem. I go to put my flip-flop on, somehow slip and jam my toe into a giant rock,
completely break off the toenail, break my toe. I've broken the toe before because my second toe is bigger than my big toe, longer. And so I totally, the guys see me do it. They like yell and run over. And I'm like, you know what? Like, what am I going to do? So I got back. My girlfriend's like taped it up, you know, did that. Like my one girlfriend just sent me the video of the whole thing. And, you know, I got back, cleaned it up, taped it up. And luckily I'd thrown in one pair of closed-toed heels that I didn't plan to wear for my wedding, but the photographer ended up loving them because they were lime green, which Doug's last name, and now my soon-to-be last name, once the paperwork's done, is Green. So it was like, you know what? Maybe this was fitting. All was fine. I danced. My girlfriend's got me slippers. I was dancing all night in slippers, so it's a good time.
Are you going to stay with Jamie Yuccas publicly? Will you change?
Yeah, publicly I will. Okay. No, we've had that discussion. I think when you build your career this long, you know, you're kind of known one way. It's hard to change it over professionally. But
yeah, for sure. Jamie Yuccas is here. It's 1:45 on CCO. Okay, so this is in Australia. Tell people about the honeymoon and how that played out.
Oh, my gosh. We went to Fiji, which I had no idea what to expect. To be honest, perfectly honest, you know, Doug did a lot of the wedding planning, and he did all of the honeymoon planning. I did not participate because I would have to – the funny thing is with the time change, I would have a call with a vendor and then usually have to, like, hand it off to him because of I'd have to go to bed because I, you know, have to get up for work so early. So he finalized all the details and then finalized the honeymoon. It was fantastic. We went, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know, you know, what it was going to be like. The Fijian people are so incredibly kind, so warm. But we went to this little island. It was an adults only island resort, and it was only a half mile long. And we got out there, and when we showed up, the power was out. And I was like, oh, no, the power's out. And they're like, oh, yes, ma'am. That's going to happen, you know, each day for about an hour because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, right. I mean, like, it was so secluded, but it was amazing. Like, we only had Wi-Fi in the, you know, pool area and the restaurant. And then we didn't have any TV, which was fantastic for me. I got to take a huge break from the news cycle a little bit. And then, you know, we went snorkeling every day, just, you know, ate all the seafood. So I'd see the fish in the morning. I'd eat the fish at night. but no, just really, really beautiful place. And the one thing I will say, so, you know, they have a couple islands that have these adult only resorts. But what we were really impressed by and think we'll go back with my stepson is that the main resorts on the main island are extremely kid friendly. So if anyone is ever planning a trip to Australia with their family, you could totally stop in Fiji and have a few days because they've got activities constant for the kids. The kids all have like a babysitter assigned to them. So parents we talked to said, oh my God, we've loved traveling here with our children because it's just, they've really taken care of us. So we ended up going back.
How did your stepson get back to L.A.?
So I have my cousin who lives here in Los Angeles who nannies for him off and on. And she flew back with him to Los Angeles. And then mom was able to pick him up. So, everybody was happy.
Okay. Does it feel like back to normal yet? Or does it still feel like this is just amazing what is all taking place?
I think it's, like, hard for me. Like, I just had a phone call with a girlfriend, and I think it's hard for me to comprehend. Like, when I go back and I kind of, like, look through my pictures and my Instagram feed, it's like, oh, my goodness, we landed in Sydney. I immediately went with girlfriends and my mom to Bondi Beach, something I had always wanted to show my mom. Got to do that day one. Day two, there was, like, I think 12 of us that ended up going to the Taylor Swift concert, which was like mind-boggling.
That's right? Great.
I mean, and then we had we had like a family day. Like my mom hosted a beautiful lunch on Tuesday. Then it was like Wednesday. We had this little welcome reception. Thursday was a wedding. Friday, we went with my stepson, a couple friends, and did the Harbor Bridge climb. So I look back and I'm like, how was that just 2 weeks ago? Like, and how did we do like a year's worth of activity in like 5 days? It's like, it's mind boggling.
That's fantastic. All right. Rest your voice.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
And, Jamie, are you concerned that like your voice being taken in some sort of Little Mermaid style, like just your voice?
You would go there, of course.
Very concerned. Seriously. Is this a sign?
This is a celebration,
Jason,
and then you come in.
I'm just concerned.
You come in
I'm
a very concerned. Evil way, honestly.
I know.
I didn't take
he
it.
He takes this beautiful thing and turns it upside down. Now, Jason, you used to anchor with me. Remember when I go on vacation?
Yes.
This happens to me on
there was always, yes, there was always a bit of a ramping back up. It's
what
true.
If this is your voice going forward, though?
I like it. It's very, like, sexy smoker voice, you know?
That's
is that
actually,
it?
I will call out my current co-anchor, Rutabay Shabazi, was adorable today, and she's like, I love when my voice is like this because I sound so sexy. You sound great.
Yeah. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. I think your co-anchor in L.A., though, like, her voice could sound like anything. She is a bit of a knockout, you know?
Yeah, she's kind of a babe.
Correct.
That's true.
Yeah. You are, too. Don't. I mean, you are, too. Don't.
Mike's her co-anchor now. Is that, geez, does that hit home at all, Jason?
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
See? Oh, he can dish it, but he can't take it, can he?
Yeah, no, he's running. He's running. He
should, he's running away.
He's going to go cry in the corner as usual. That's what I do.
All right. See you, Jamie.
Bye, guys.
More of Jason in about an hour with us, and then he'll take you home. I want to tell you about Pella. And this isn't just I'm talking about Pella. Good luck to all of you. I have a great Pella project, which is going to take place very soon at my house. And it all started this way. The same way it can start for you, with a free, no obligation, in-home consultation to review your house to tell you, okay, you might have an idea about this window, that door. They'll go through all of them and design a custom plan just for you. Why Pella? Well, they're just the best. Number one by homeowners in innovation, craftsmanship, and highest quality. That's it. You want to track them down, by the way, it's PellaNorthland.com. I'm in a house approaching 25 years of age where I need to update a few windows and doors, and that's what they're going to do. Why is this the best time for you to go to PellaNorthland.com? Because in March, and by the way, it's free to have them out of your place, or you could go to a showroom in Woodbury or Plymouth, but in March, if you secure the deal, no interest if paid in full within 12 months. That's plenty of time. And I'm not done. $250 off per window and $500 off per door. Don't wait. PellaNorthland.com. Your Linda's construction time check. Hey, it's 56 past the hour one. Time to invest in clog-free leaf guard gutters and receive 75% off installation labor. That's a great deal on the gutters. Are excellent. I've had a chance to watch a decent amount of Robert Hur testifying today. Special prosecutor in the case involving President Biden and the classified documents. When I've watched, he's been reasonable, he's been direct, he's been informative, and he's put up with the normal nonsense where to Republicans, Joe Biden is the devil, and he did this because he's the most corrupt man on the planet. To Democrats, it's all about Donald Trump. Can we mention Donald Trump? Can we show clips making fun of Donald Trump? There's about 10%. Yeah, I'm going to max at 10% of the members of Congress who are asking valid, informative questions. I almost think it's time where if we could find independent attorneys to ask these questions as opposed to, hey, it's all about me, the guy who's asking the question or the gal who's asking the question. Your answers are completely meaningless. It's a perfect testament to our country right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.